This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down with my wife and I and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to James S. Trent Arena. I am Brian Billing, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. We are here at Kettering Fairmont High School tonight for a Division IV regional final. It's an all-Shelby County Athletic League matchup featuring Jackson Center and Rushi. It's the matchup everyone has been waiting for all year since these two teams squared off in a season opener. It was a down-to-the-wire affair. Rushi made a comeback and was able to win that game 42-41, and it was a sign of things to come as these two teams have been the best Division IV teams in all of Southwest Ohio. Jackson Center has not lost since that season-opening defeat by Rushi. The Tigers entered today's game 26-1 overall. They were ranked number 2 in the final Associated Press Division IV state poll of the season. Rushi enters with a 24-3 record. They were ranked number 6 in the final AP poll of the season in Division IV. Chuck, you have seen both of these teams numerous times, including both of their head-to-head matchups in SCAL play this year. Should be a fun and exciting one tonight.
It should be a heck of a basketball game. I mean, it was great during the regular season when they were playing for a league championship, but now they're playing to go down to Dayton and play in a state semifinal. It's going to be a war. These two teams know each other. There's not going to be any surprises. You know, somebody might throw a little bit of a wrinkle into inbounds plays. You try to do that maybe this time of the year, but other than that, they know each other, and it's going to come down to execution.
That first game, again, Jackson Center was ahead by 11 going into the fourth quarter, and Rushi rallied to be able to win that game. Hayden Quinter and Xavier Filippo each scored 11 points in that contest. Jace Molenauer, the big name, the big kid for Jackson Center, their leading scorer this year, a first-team All-Southwest District selection, as Quinter was as well in Division IV. He had 19 points that night. Nolan Fark scored 9. What was the difference there for Rushi in that fourth quarter and that season opener, Chuck?
Pressure. They put pressure on Jackson. Jackson turned the ball a little bit. Reed Platfoot at that point was just a big sophomore. He really wasn't getting a lot of time. He was just kind of going out there and giving them some minutes. But, Rushi, I think it was a two-pronged thing. Rushi put pressure on, and they were playing that game that night for their coach, Dave Borchers. And I think that had something to do with the outcome. But the second time when they went to Jackson, Jackson jumped out. Just put them away in the third quarter, and I would lose my shirt if I tried to handicap this game, because I have no idea how this is going to go.
Yes, that second contest was on January the 7th, I believe that date was. That was a 65-53 victory for the Tigers over Rushi that night. Molenauer had 24 points. Camden Reese a big senior guard for the Tigers, had 11. Quinter had 16, and Braylon Quindoron had 10 for the Raiders that night. Camden Reese is a player we talk a lot about, Chuck, in that we mentioned this on Tuesday as well. He's so active on the floor and does so much. Sometimes it's amazing to look up and see that he only has 4 points or something right. in a game. But his contributions go all over the court, and he is their best defender, as I believe Coach Scott Elkert would tell you. Always has a tough defensive assignment, and that says a lot on a team that defends so well as Jackson Center, too. That is a real compliment. He also averages 5.5 rebounds a game and about 3.5 assists per game. So he is a key contributor, even if he's not the big scorer that night.
Yeah, if he scores, that's just gravy, because he's defending on Friday night. Saw him play, and he guarded Carter Plyman out on the perimeter. Saturday night, we did the Marion local game. He guarded the 6'9 Kanapke kid inside. So he's just so versatile. And I told him, I said, you might not have been the player of the year in the Shelby County League, but you were the most valuable player as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
He just really, he shored up their perimeter game, which was a problem for them against Rushi the first time.
I know Coach Elker told me when he gave me nominations, as I am the sports editor for the Sydney Daily News, I collect nominations in Shelby County for the all-district teams, and he just gushed about Reese on those and talked about how he may not have the stats to back it, but he is definitely, most valued player when it comes to doing that sort of stuff.
Well, Scott Elker knows a little bit about basketball.
He does indeed. And speaking of Reese, he had 6 rebounds and 5 assists in the Tigers' 54-45 win over Patriot Prep in a regional semifinal that was this last Tuesday here at Trent Arena. That was a big scoring night for Jace Mullenauer as he finished with 31 points and had 7 rebounds. Big thing for Jackson Center in that game was getting offensive rebounds as they finished with 12 offensive rebounds and scored 12 points on second chance looks. But you can see from what Reese was able to do there to help them how much that helped Mullenauer score and how much that helped that team run. That was a nice win for Jackson Center in that Patriot Prep. Made a good run there late in the second, early in the third quarter to get back into it after the Tigers had initially taken a big lead. What did you see from Jackson Center there throughout Patriot Prep's run and how the Tigers responded to that, Chuck?
Well, for one thing, Mullenauer was just unconscious shooting the basketball. But I'm going to give some props to the Patriot coaching staff. They had a 6'4 or 6'5 kid, and he scored the last basket of the second quarter. He scored the first two baskets of the third quarter, never touched it again. I would have given him a game ball.
Yes. One thing that did work, though, was Mullenauer, like you said. He woke up after that and really helped Jackson Center put that away. Unconscious, you said.
Yeah, that's just one of those nights. I've never had it. I played a lot of basketball. I had some good scoring nights. Never had anything where everything that kid shot, he put in. He tried to, he went up and got, he knew he was getting fouled. He just flipped it up towards the rim. He didn't get the call, but the ball hit the top of the square and went down through the hoop.
I remember that play too,
that's the kind of night he had.
Well, the Rushi-Troy Christian game was also very similar. That was the second of the two regional semifinals on Tuesday. Rushi won that one 41-33. Again, just like Jackson Center did, the Raiders went out, took a big lead. They led by as much as 13 points in that first half. But Troy Christian battled back and came within one twice in the second half. And just how Mullenauer had a big final 12 minutes or so, we'll say, to help Jackson Center pull it away. Hayden Quinter had a huge fourth quarter to help Rushi pull away in that one. What wasn't going well there for Rushi, and what did they turn around there late in the game?
Well, I mean, early it was, they got the lead, and I think probably one of the worst things that happened for them was that they beat them by 26 points when they played them in the regular season, because they got out to that 10-point lead. It seemed like they relaxed a little bit. Troy Christian has gotten a lot better, plus they're very well coached.
Yes.
And they made the comeback. They did a real good job on Penrod. They held him to 4, but a couple of other of the Troy Christian kids, scored a little bit, and they got it close. But then down the stretch, That's going to be maybe a difference tonight, too. They play nine people in the first quarter, and Jackson will play seven, possibly eight. The eighth person coming in will be for just a minute or two. Depth tonight absolutely goes to Arushi.
I again am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBean. We are here at Trent Arena for the big Division IV regional final between Jackson Center and Arushi. A state berth on the line for these two Shelby County teams here tonight. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the stats for these two teams and talk about the Francis Schulze keys to the game. We'll be back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Trent Arena. I again am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. Arushi and Jackson Center on the court, warming up for this regional final. The Tigers again entering today's game with a 26-1 overall record. Arushi entering with a 24-3 record. Jace Mullenauer has led the Tigers this year in scoring. He averages about 15 points and 6 rebounds per game. Nolan Fark, also a senior guard, averages about 11 points per game and about 3 rebounds per game. And senior guard Candon Reese averages just a little over 5 points a game, in addition to about 5 rebounds and about 4 assists per game. It's very balanced stats when you look at Rushi as well. Hayden Quinter, who, as we mentioned a little while ago, is a first-team All-Southwest District selection in Division IV, like Jace Mullenauer, leads the Raiders with an average of about 13 points per game this season. Braylon Cordonier, the super sophomore, averages about 11. Braden Monin averages about 8 for Rushi. And then you have several players who average in between 3 and 6 points per game. Definitely a balanced-looking stat sheet for both of these squads, which is indicative of good team ball. And it's part of the reason why they are the last two standing in Southwest Ohio this year. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well, which Chuck McBee has.
Well, I don't think that Rushi's going to let Mullenauer get 31 tonight, so somebody else is going to have to step up and help with the scoring. They have some real good options. Nolan Fark didn't have a real good offensive game down at UD or in the semi. They really need him to step up and have a big game tonight. Then you go down here, Grant Elkert. This kid has just played and played and played this year. Rebounds, defense, makes threes. He's somebody you got to look at. Bryson Roberts, another one. Camden Reese, we already talked about. You go to the other side, Rushi, so deep. You got Shappy, you got Francis, you got Quinter, you got Monin, you got Borchers and York and Cordonier and Flippo. And Cordonier is playing. He started out the season strong, kind of swooned in the middle offensively. He's playing his best offensive basketball right now for Rushi. So the keys are, don't let Mullenauer get 31 on you. And on the other side, you're going to have to get some scoring besides Jace tonight to win the basketball game.
Well said, Francis Schulze. Keys to the game by Chuck. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. It is, again, Jackson Center and Rushi battling it out in this regional final. The winner will advance to a state semifinal. That state semifinal will be played in a week at the University of Dayton Arena, 8:30 p.m. next Friday night. They will face the winner of Richmond Heights and Dalton. Richmond Heights, the defending Division IV state champions, who were ranked number one in the final Associated Press state poll. Richmond Heights and Dalton are playing tonight at 7 o'clock in the Canton Memorial Fieldhouse. We will have score updates of that one throughout the night as well to see who Jackson Center and Rushi will take on in a week. And, of course, that state semifinal will be broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer will be back, and we'll be joined by Chuck in a week. You can look for airtime of that one at approximately 8 p.m. But we first have this regional final. We will be starting shortly. We're going to pause for a brief break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups, and we will be getting underway. It is Jackson Center and Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go
to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
The starting lineups for Rushi and Jackson Center are being introduced right now, and we have them here for you as well. Starting tonight for Rushi, which is the visiting team this evening, a 5'10" senior guard, Zane Chappie, a 6'1" junior guard, Hayden Quinter, a 6'2" junior guard, Braden Monin, a 6'3" sophomore forward, Braylon Cordonier, a 6'0" senior forward, Xavier Filippo, and of course, as is listed in the program, and as interim coach Spence Cordonier has had announcers say all year long, the head coach of this team is Dave Borchers. Starting lineups tonight for Jackson Center, a 6'2" senior guard, Nolan Fark, a 5'10" senior guard, Jace Mullenauer, a 6'2" senior guard, Grant Elford, a 6'0" senior, Bryson Roberts, and a 6'3" senior, Camden Reese. Jackson Center, again, 26-1 overall on the season. They are entering today's game looking for their first state berth since 2016. Rushi entering today's game at 24-3. The Raiders looking for their first state berth since 2002. If you're looking to make an impact in both your job and your community, consider a career with a growing company, Osgood Bank. Osgood Bank's caring, team-oriented, and customer-centric culture puts people first. Those attributes make Osgood a special and meaningful place to work. Osgood Bank has openings in branch management and customer service. Benefits include medical, dental care, and paid time off. Visit osgoodbank.com to learn more about open positions. They are a locally owned community bank. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC. The teams are out on the court. It is Hayden Quinter going up against Camden Reese. They're just waiting for the flag at center court to be back and fully retracted. Should be a fun one here tonight. There is the tip-off. And Jackson Center gets it and will go to work first. The Tigers in all white. They are going from left to right on your computer or smartphone tonight. Rushi, the visiting team, in all blue with gold letters. They are going from right to left. Jackson Center working here against Rushi's defense. With it now in the left corner is Grant Elkert. He fires a three. That's no good. Bryson Roberts races in, grabs a long rebound, throws a bounce pass inside to Camden Reese, who puts up a reverse layup and gets it to fall.
A good hustle. That's a heck of a shot in traffic.
Jackson Center takes the early 2-2 nothing lead. Again, I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. You're listening to this Division IV regional final on scoresbroadcast.com. We're 50 seconds in, and the Tigers are ahead 2-0. Rushi on its first offensive possession of the night, working the ball around. I think everybody's already touched it. Here, charging inside is Filippo. He throws a bounce pass back out to Monin. Monin, right wing. There's a whistle as he was dribbling, and we have a foul called. Chuck, you saw that?
Yes, on Elkert. He stuck an arm out. You can't impede by putting a hand on. You can put a hand on if they're moving, but you can't stop them, and that's what he did.
And he was guarding Monin as Monin was dribbling. So that is the first foul of the game. Rushi will take it in from under its own basket. Cordano gets the inbounds pass. He throws it at the free throw line to Quinter. Quinter dribbling, looking, throws it back to the top of the key to Felix Francis. Excuse me, it's Zane Shappy with it for the Raiders. He throws it over, was looking for Quinter. Ball goes out of bounds, and that is Jackson Center ball. So the Tigers will now take it in. And Camden Reese dribbling it past half court for Jackson Center. Great crowd here tonight at Trent Arena.
It's about full.
Yep. I would say at least 90%, and there are some people standing too, so if they were all in the seats, I'd say we're just about full. There's a turnover by Jackson Center. Quinter races back down the court, pulls up for a jumper at the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Nolan Fork grabs the rebound for the Tigers. Jackson Center again ahead at 2-0, 6:08 and counting left in the first quarter now. Reese with it on the right wing. He's dribbling, being guarded by Cordonier. Reese goes inside, turns, throws the pass back out to Roberts at the top of the key. Bryson Roberts dribbling now, being guarded by Filippo. Roberts passes it over to Reese. Reese in the right corner, dribbling back around the arc, top of the key, goes inside, dribbles, throws it back to Molenauer. Molenauer in trouble, is able to come away with the ball, goes inside, puts up a shot, it's off the glass, no good. Braden Monin comes away with the rebound, throws it back up the court to Shappy, who nearly lost control of it, but he's able to throw a pass back out to Monin at the top of the key. Monin goes to Shappy. Shappy dribbles inside, has the ball knocked loose by Fark. Hayden Quinter is able to come back away with it, throws to Cordonier, pulls up for a three off the back of the rim, no good. And we have a whistle. That was a heck of a save there, Chuck, as the officials here rule that a foul was committed. That foul goes against Bryson Roberts. Excuse me, they call that one on Camden Reese.
They called it a double foul. They called it on Roberts and Filippo.
Okay. That is the Tigers' second, and that will be Rushi's first.
So it'll be a held ball, and that'll be a Rushi possession. That's how they do after a double foul.
And the Raiders ready to throw it in from under their own basket. Cordonier gets the inbounds pass. He's turned, spinning, goes up for a shot, rolls off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we have a whistle. Looks like that's going to be a foul on Rushi. On the rebound,
it's on Monin. That's going to be his first, and they need him because he's the one that's going to guard Molenauer, and he's got length on Jace.
So now both teams even at two fouls apiece. 5:05 and counting left in the first quarter as Camden Reese dribbles the ball back down the court. He throws it to Elkert, who wasn't quite ready for it, but Elkert able to come away with it. And we have another whistle there. Clock stops with 4:56 left. Again, Jackson Center ahead 2-0. They scored a basket on the first possession of the game. Nobody has scored since.
It's turned into a whistle fest. There's not 4,000 people here to watch the officials blow their whistle, I promise you.
Hayden Quinter had that foul called on him. Rushi now at three fouls in this first half. Jackson Center at two. We're just under 5 minutes to play as Jackson Center throws it inbounds. Now with it is Lucas Hartle, who came in off the bench, and Hartle pulls up for a jumper and gets it to fall. The Tigers ahead 4-0. There is a take inside and a whistle called. It's on Jackson Center though. Braden Monin's basket counts. Wasn't quite sure how they'd call that. What did you think of it, Chuck?
No, I thought it was the correct call, and boy, that was a strong move by Monin.
That is Rushi's first points of the game, and now Monin at the free throw line with the opportunity to make this a one-point game. Monin's free throw is up. It's through, nothing but net, and Rushi is within 4-3, 4:40 and counting left in the first quarter as Camden Reese is working the ball down the court for the Tigers.
Benjamin York checked into the game now for the Raiders.
Lucas Hartle, three, rattles in and out. Francis there with the rebound for Rushi. He works it back across half court, and Rushi goes to work here. Chappie. Bounce passes to Cordania. Cordania goes back to Monin. Monin dribbling. He throws it over to Quinter. Aiden Quinter with it. Right wing. Throws it to Cordania. Cordania goes over to Benjamin York. Benjamin York at the free throw line now. Looking. Trying to pass it to somebody. He gets it back to Chappie. Chappie dribbling. Throws it over to Cordania. Cordania goes inside. He's struggling against Reese. Throws it back to Quinter. Quinter. Right corner. Nearly traveled, comes away with it, ball comes loose. Quinter comes back away with it, goes inside, and gets a shot to fall. Rushi is ahead for the first time today, 5-4. How about that series?
Yeah, the ball was just loose, and Quinter was quick to it, got it, got the basket.
Quinter was trying to pass it over to Braden Monin. Ball came loose, he's able to grab it, go back in, and give Rushi the lead with a nice basket. 3:28 and counting now left in the first quarter. Rushi ahead of Jackson Center, 5-4. Fark dribbling with it. He dribbles inside of the free throw line. Throws it back out to Hartle. Hartle throws a bounce pass over to Reed Platfoot. Platfoot goes back to Hartle. Hartle on the left wing. Throws it to Camden Reese. Camden Reese back outside near the volleyball line. And Jackson Center resets here. Reese throws it to Fark. Fark goes right corner. Puts up a shot off the rim. No good. Reese there for the rebound. A putback try. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ends with Zane Chappie coming away with it. Chappie works the ball back down past half court. 2:50 and counting. There's a take inside by Chappie. No good. Rebound by Hartle. Hartle gets it across half court. 2:40 and counting left in this first quarter. Rushi again ahead. 5-4. There's a three by Mullenauer. Right wing off the rim. No good. Quinter grabs the rebound and throws it to Chappie, who walks it across half court.
That was Mullenauer's first real good look at the basket tonight. They're doing a good job on him so far.
Now with it is Quinter on the left wing. He throws a bounce pass just inside the corner to Cordania. Cordania goes back out to York, who pulls up for a three from the left wing. No good. Reese grabs the rebound.
Throws
back down the court. He was looking for Reed Platfoot, but that goes over Reed Platfoot's outstretched arms, and it will be Rushi ball.
Camden Reese needs to relax because he threw an absolute laser at Grant Elkert, who happened to catch the ball. He just threw another one that was a terrible pass, and then he just threw one up 16 rows up into the seats. He needs to relax.
Rushi has a huge student section. That is who just got that pass after it went Aaron. Jackson Center. Almost as large as well. There can hardly be a student from either of these two schools that's not in those sections tonight. There is a jumper made. Nice mid-range jumper by Cordania. He drove inside, wanted to go into the post, swung around, pulled up for a jumper, and got it to fall. Rushi has scored 7 straight points and leads Jackson Center 7-4, 1:35 and counting now left in this first quarter. There is a long three by Roberts, no good. In for the rebound for Rushi is Felix Francis. Rushi works it back down. It's in. Quinter with it. He throws it over to Francis. Francis turning. Throws it back outside. Now with it on the left wing is Cordania. Cordania throws it over to Vince Borchers. Borchers dribbles along the baseline. Throws a pass. It's knocked out of bounds. Last off of Jackson Center. And it will be Rushi ball.
Vince Borchers is playing better for Rushi, I think, than he did in the regular season. Very calming effect out there with the basketball.
Couple more substitutions. for Jackson Center. Elkert and Fark are back in it now. Hartle went out. Arushi going to throw it in. There is an inbounds pass to Cordonier. It rattles around and his shot falls. 9 straight points for Arushi. The Raiders lead 9-4. 1 minute and counting left in this first quarter. There along the baseline is a pull-up jumper by Reed Platfoot. No good. There with the rebound is Felix Francis. He throws it to Borchers, and Borchers walks it back up with 40 seconds and counting left in this first quarter. Arushi going to go for one shot here. Quincer with it. He's dribbling, and Jackson Center is backed off on defense. Tigers are going to let them go for it here. Arushi with the opportunity here before the end of the quarter to extend this run. Again, they have scored the last 9 points after Jackson Center scored the first four. Quinter dribbling, 9 seconds and counting now. Throws a pass over to Cordonier. Cordonier from the left wing, dribbles inside, turning, pivoting, throws it back to Quinter, who pulls up for a three, off the glass, no good, fight for the rebound, and the buzzer sounds to end this first quarter. At the end of one quarter, Arushi leads Jackson Center 9-4. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We thank these Rushi sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schultze Company, Superior Aluminum, and Francis Manufacturing. Thank you, Francis Schultze, Superior Aluminum, and Francis Manufacturing. Plus, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. Jackson Center gets the ball to start things out here in this second quarter. The Tigers desperately trying to get something back going on offense after Rushi scored the last 9 points of the first quarter to take a 9-4 lead. Nolan Fark with it. He nearly lost it. There's a fight for the ball. Vince Borchers comes away with it. Throws it to Hayden Quinter, and Rushi going to work now. 7:34 and counting left in this second quarter. With it now for Rushi is York. York inside in trouble. Throws a bounce pass back out to Francis. And the Raiders work it back out near half court and will reset. Vince Borchers with it at half court. There's a bounce pass inside. Reese knocked it loose, but Borchers is able to come back up with it. He throws to Quinter. Quinter at the free throw line goes back to York. York goes inside, and we have a foul called. I think that's going to go on Molinauer, Chuck.
Yeah, he got a little bit of the wrist there, but he held it long enough that the official's going to make that call.
After that flurry of fouls, we didn't have one for about the last 3 to 4 minutes of that first quarter. But that, the first foul of the second quarter, pushes Jackson Center to 4 in this half. Rushi at 3. Just under 7 to play in the second quarter. Raiders ahead by 5. Inside, York was in trouble, and we have a jump ball called. That was Elkert in there. The possession arrow favors Rushi, though, so the Raiders will keep it and have another chance to extend their lead.
There was a travel way before there was a held ball there, but they missed it.
I thought the same thing.
So did Coach Elkert.
Quinter will throw it in for Rushi. Bounce pass inside to Francis. Francis goes back to Quinter. A couple more passes now with it. Cordonier at the left wing. He dribbles around to the right wing. Throws it over to Francis. Francis goes back to Quinter. Quinter backing off now. And Rushi will reset. 6:35 and counting. There is a long three by Cordonier. It's no good. Off the rim. Fight for the rebound. It is going to be Jackson center ball as Braden Monin had it as he had a foot out of bounds.
Well, Braden Monin fouled the heck out of him on the rebound with no call. And that would have been his second, and that would be big if they would have made that call there. Not sure how they missed it.
Camden Reese races down the court for Jackson Center. 6:23 and counting. Reese throws a pass to Molinauer. Bounces off Molinauer's hands. Goes back to Roberts. Roberts with it. Throws it now to Elker. Top of the key three. Off the back of the rim. No good. There is Felix Francis for the rebound for Rushi. He throws it to Borchers. Borchers with it. Back in front of Jackson Center's bench. After a couple more passes, Quincher has it. He drives inside.
Wow.
And gets a shot to fall. He drove inside from the left wing. That is the first basket of the second quarter. And Quincher now has 4 points on the night. Rushi leads 11-4, 5:45 and counting left in this second quarter. Grant Elkert with it at the top of the key. He throws it over to Roberts. Roberts goes to Camden Reese in the right corner. Reese takes a couple of dribbles, throws back to Roberts, who gets a three off. It's off the rim and no good. Fight for the rebound. Elkert with it, double teamed on the baseline. We have a whistle. I believe Elkert, nope, it is a timeout called by Jackson Center. They're able to save it before Grant Elkert steps out of bounds, and we will step away. Rushi ahead, 11-4, 5:23 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We thank our Jackson Center sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment, Airstream, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, and Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Thank you very much for sponsoring high school coverage on ScoresBroadcast.com. The Tigers take it back in. After that timeout, they trail Rushi 11-4, 5:13 and counting left in this second quarter. Clark with it. Nearly traveled. Pulls up for a jumper. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Hayden Quinter comes away with the long rebound. Quinter races back down the court. Goes inside. Puts a shot off the glass and gets it to fall. 13 straight points for Rushi. The Raiders ahead by 9. 4:52 and counting left in this second quarter. Clock has stopped, though. There is a foul called against Felix Francis of Rushi. That is his first. Rushi now has 4 team fouls in this first half. Jackson Center also has 4.
Hayden Quinter is coming out, and he's really trying to score. He's looking to...
Reese has the ball nearly knocked away. He comes back away with it and throws to Roberts. So Jackson Center keeps this possession alive. Roberts with it again. Pulls up from a three. Left wing. Off the rim. No good. Racing in for the rebound is Lucas Hartle. Hartle goes back to Reese. He goes up for a shot. No good. There with the rebound is Cordonier. Cordonier works it up the court. He bulldozes his way inside and is called for a charge.
It was.
That is a textbook charge there. Camden Reese was there. Cordonier just basically lowered his head and dove into him.
It's like getting hit by a freight train.
Clock stops with 4 minutes and 22 seconds left in this second quarter. Rushi ahead of Jackson Center, 13-4. It has been over 10 minutes since Jackson Center has last scored. Camden Reese dribbling with it. He is now on the left wing. Ball goes out of bounds off of Vince Borchers, right in front of Rushi's bench. And the Raiders will throw it in from there. Rushi just so active tonight defensively, Chuck.
Boy, they have come out and they are the aggressor.
And there is a turnover. Coming away with it is Monin. He throws it to Cordonier, and Cordonier now working it. Excuse me, that was Benjamin York who came away with that there. I want to make sure I credit the right man with the steal. Now with it is Monin. Monin throws it over to Francis. Francis goes inside, then goes back out, throws it to Cordonier. Cordonier dribbling on the left wing. He throws it to Quinter. Quinter now at the top of the key with it, goes inside. Puts a shot off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound, coming away with it to Chappie. It goes right back up. He can't get the shot to fall, but he was able to draw a foul. He will go to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in this second quarter. Rushi again ahead 13-4 over Jackson Center. And now Chappie at the free throw line with the opportunity to extend this lead. Reed Platfoot picked up the foul there, correct, Chuck?
Yes.
That is Platfoot's first. That is the 15th foul in this first half for Jackson Center. Rushi also has 5 team fouls. Chappie's first free throw was nothing but net. His second is up, and it's through, nothing but net. Jackson Center hasn't scored in over 12 minutes at this point. Rushi has rattled off 15 straight and leads 15-4. Near turnover again for Jackson Center. There was a pass from Reese, bounced all over the place. Quinter comes up with it. Quinter drives inside and has the ball ripped away. With it is Hartle. Hartle races back down the court, throws a bounce pass to Molinauer. Molinauer goes inside, gets a shot to fall. He was fouled as he shot. He will go to the free throw line for the Tigers.
They are incredibly lucky. They're only down 9 points. They haven't scored since the national anthem.
You're not exaggerating there much, Chuck. I want to say it was about 5.5 minutes or so, around that point, 5.5 minutes when they scored that second basket. Again, they scored the first 2 baskets of the game. Rushi rattled off 15 straight points. Molinauer ends the scoreless streak with a 3-point play as he gets that free throw to fall. Nothing but net. That cuts the gap down to 8 at 15-7. That was Molinauer's first points of the game, as obviously Jackson Center has not scored a whole lot. Quinter with it down the right wing as Rushi is trying to respond. He goes inside, Nero loses it, goes back up with the ball, has it knocked away, but he comes back up with it, goes up for a shot. It's no good, but he was fouled as he shot. So Quinter will go to the free throw line.
Boy, it's nice to see Hayden Quinter this active offensively.
Rushi leads 15-7 as Quinter dribbles at the free throw line. His first attempt is up, off the rim, no good. Both of these teams are decent shooting free throw teams on the year, and Quinter on the season for Rushi is shooting about 70% from the free throw line. His second attempt is no good, though. There's a fight for the rebound. It's off of, out of bounds off of Braylon Cordonier. So Jackson Center will take it in from under the Rushi basket. 2:37 left in the second quarter. Rushi ahead of the Tigers 15-7 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fork gets the inbounds pass, races down the court, goes to Platfoot in the left corner. Platfoot goes over to Hartle. Hartle back to Platfoot. Platfoot bounce pass inside to Lucas Heikamp, who goes up for a shot. No good, but the officials call a foul. Rushi fans don't like that. Thought it was a clean block, but picking up the foul for the Raiders is Felix Francis. That is his second. That is also Rushi's 7th team foul here in this second quarter. And Lucas Heitkamp at the free throw line for the Tigers. His first free throw is through, nothing but net. Second one is coming up. That first free throw has cut the gap to 15-8 pending this second attempt.
And we got York coming in for Francis now. Francis, like you said, picked up his second foul. They don't lose anything with York in the game, though. That kid is really playing good basketball.
Second free throw attempt rattles in and out, so the score stays at 15-8 2:15 and counting left in the second quarter as Urushi works it back across half court. Quinter with it. He goes back out to Shappy in the right corner. He pulls up for a three and knocks it down. Urushi ahead by double digits again, 18-8. Just under two to play here in this second quarter. Platfoot with it now. About 12 foot out, throws it back out to Heitkamp, who pulls up for a three. It rattles around, nearly goes in, no good. There's Spark for the rebound, and he gets a putback. That cuts the gap to 18-10, 1:39 and counting left in this second quarter. Chappy walking it up here for Urushi. He throws it over to York. York goes to Cordonier. Cordonier throws it over to Monin. Monin goes over to Shappy. Shappy goes inside, pulls up for a jumper, and gets it to fall from just about a foot in front of the free throw line. Urushi again ahead by double digits, 20-10, 1:13 and counting left in this second quarter. Clark dribbling with it here for the Tigers. He's at the top of the key, goes inside, pulls up for a jumper off the rim. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Coming away with it and going up for a putback is Hartle. No good. Cordiner comes away with the rebound. He's on his knees, but he's able to throw it to Hayden Quinter. And Quinter now dribbles it past half court for the Raiders. 46 seconds and counting. Looks like Urushi will try to go for one shot here. If it can, Jackson Center is not on the Raiders. So it looks like this will be our final possession of this first half. We remind you to stay tuned for our halftime coverage here on Scores Broadcast, which is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. We'll have a complete scoring recap. Right now, we're still in it, 15 seconds and counting. Winter has it near half court. He starts dribbling, 12 seconds, throws it over to Shappy. Shappy throws it over to Borchers. Borchers goes inside to Quinter. Quinter goes up for a shot. It's no good. There's a fight for the rebound. Ball is net midcourt. A Jackson Center player is with it. And that was Lucas Heitkamp, who raced down for the rebound. Have they called a foul, Chuck? They have.
They called it on Braden Mon and reached in to try to get a tie-up. Silly of him to do with 0.9 seconds to go. But that's his second foul.
And that also sends Heitkamp to the free throw line, as Chuck noted. 9/10 of a second left. And Heitkamp there for a 1-1. His first attempt is up, no good, and the buzzer sounds to end the first quarter. It was a big first half for Urushi, which leads Jackson Center 20-10 at halftime. We'll be back with a complete first half recap on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last 2 decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VictrusHealth.com/free consult.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. It is halftime of this Division IV regional final. Rushi leads Jackson Center 22-10 at halftime. Jackson Center scored the first 4 points of the game. Rushi rattled off 15 straight after that to take control. Halftime here on Scores Broadcast is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. And by Schnippel Construction in Bakken's Building Excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Here with your first half scoring recap is Chuck McBee.
Well, I've said for a long time that Scott Elkert is one of the best coaches at making adjustments at halftime, and boy, he's going to have to find some this evening, because they held Mullenauer to 3 points. They got to get Camden Reese to relax. He's throwing passes that you'd have to have a catcher's mitt to catch. But it's going to come down to the second half. Jackson has a 6-2 offensive rebounding advantage, but Rushi 14-12 overall. 4 turnovers for the Tigers, 2 for the Raiders, 3-for-5 from the free throw line for Rushi, 2-for-4 for Jackson Center. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Zane Chappie, who scored 7 points in the second quarter. They got 6 from Hayden Quinter, 4 from Braylon Cordonier, and 3 for Braden Monin. They scored 9 and 11, 20 for the half. On the other side, Jackson, from Mullenauer, is their leading scorer with that 3-point play. He's got 3. They got 2 from Lucas Hartle, 2 from Nolan Fark, 2 from Camden Reese, a free throw from Lucas Heitkamp. They scored 4 and 6, and they trail it 20-10 at the half.
Halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the amazing glass connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Laramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGInc.com.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Trent Arena. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi leads Jackson Center 20-10 at halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. We will resume action here shortly. Both teams out and in the huddle as we are about 30 seconds away from getting back underway. Chuck, you never know what to expect when you get into tournament time. Frankly, in the two regular season matchups when these teams played in SCAL play, Jackson Center outplayed Rushi 7 of the 8 quarters. It was that fourth quarter in the first game that made the difference as Rushi stormed back to win by 1 point. But the first 2 quarters tonight were all Rushi.
Well, these games get such a huge build-up. The kids know it. They're all pumped. Camden Reese has got to calm down. I've said that 5 times. I'm going to say it again. He needs to calm down. But sometimes they just don't live up to the billing. I think it's going to be a really good second half.
The good news, if you're a Jackson Center fan, is the Tigers get the ball to start things off here in the second half, and action is now back underway. But Camden Reese falls down with it. Now a scramble at midcourt. That'll be a jump ball, and that will be Rushi possession. Jackson Center, the home team tonight, they are in all white. They are going from right to left. Rushi, the visiting team in all blue with gold lettering, is going from left to right on your computer or smartphone. The winner of this regional final advances to a state semifinal to be played 1 week tonight at UD Arena. Rushi working it now. With it inside is Monin. He fires it back outside to Shappy. Shappy goes over to Quinter. Quinter on the left wing throws it to Shappy. Shappy in the left corner goes inside to Felix Francis. Francis back outside to Shappy. Shappy goes back to Francis on the left side of the baseline. He puts up an air ball. Coming away with the rebound is Camden Reese for the Tigers. Reese races back down the court, throws it to Grant Elkert. Elkert throws it to Molinauer. Molinauer, left corner, dribbles inside. We have a whistle. Was that a foul away from the play? I did not see.
No, they called a reach in there. They called it on Cordonier, and that is his second.
That is the first foul of this second half. And Jackson Center throws it in from under its own basket to Reese. Reese turning, puts up a shot. It's no good. There with the rebound is Hayden Quinter, and Jackson Center commits a foul. That was Reese with that foul. That will be Reese's first foul of the game, Chuck. Is that correct? Okay.
That were the blocks by, he was inside, had going up strong, and Felix Francis got a beautiful block.
Chappie works it back down past half court. Just under 7 minutes to play in this third quarter. Arushi on top of Jackson Center, 22-10. A Jackson Center player knocks the ball out of bounds. And Arushi will now take it in from across the court from its own bench, just down to the right of where we're at. Here on Press Row, we are directly across from the scorers table at Trent Arena. Braylon Cordonier with it now for Arushi. He throws it to Monin. Monin goes inside at the free throw line. He's turning, throws it back to Cordonier, way out near half court. Now with it is Quinter. Quinter back outside near the volleyball line. He's backing off, being guarded by Fark. Now dribbles up left wing, picked up by Roberts. There's a pass to Monin. Monin throws it over to Chappie. Zane Chappie, right wing with it, throws it to Cordonier. Cordonier, top of the key, dribbling, goes over to Braden Monin. Monin goes back to Quinter. Quinter, way outside on the left wing, dribbling with it, throws it over in the corner to Braden Monin. 6-10 and counting now, left in the third quarter, as Arushi eating some time up here, up by 10.
But the only thing, bright spot for Jackson is they're only down 10 after scoring 10 points so far in the game.
There's a pass inside. It was to Francis. He can't come up with it. And Jackson Center will get the ball back. That was over a minute-long possession for Arushi, though. And Jackson Center gets it in to Camden Reese. He gets it across half court, 5:46 and counting. Tigers down by 10. Reese with it goes over to Fark. Nolan Fark goes back out to Molinauer. Molinauer tried throwing a pass inside. He was looking for Elford, who was on the run. Instead, it goes into the Jackson Center student section, and Arushi will now take it in from under the Jackson Center basket. Felix Francis is coming out, and coming in is Benjamin York. As you were talking there at halftime, Chuck, Benjamin York playing a really nice game for the Raiders, as he has a lot. It's a good presence even when he's not scoring. Quinter has it now at the free throw line. He throws it back out on the right corner. There's a three from Chappie. Off the rim, no good. Rebound and put back attempt by York. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. And Camden Reese stepped out of bounds with it. It will be a Rushi ball.
My goodness, they just really can't get anything going at all.
Chappie on the court here.
That's not good.
He is helped to his feet by two teammates. He will exit the game. There was already... Have they put his substitution in? They had already had his substitution on the court. He just struggled to get to his feet. In for Rushi is Cordonier, Borchers, Quinter, York, and Monin. And there, as Rushi was trying to throw it back in, we have the ball knocked back out of bounds by Jackson Center. So Rushi will try it again. Elkert is in, as well as Fark for the Tigers. Molinauer in, Reese, and Reed Platfoot. Rushi works it around the arc. Braden Monin with it now. He's pivoting at the free throw line. Throws it down inside to Borchers. His shot off the glass. No good. Quinter comes away with the rebound. Excuse me, Monin, that is, comes away with the rebound. But he steps out of bounds with it. So Jackson Center will take it in from under Arushi's basket. We have yet to have a team score in this half. Arushi on top of Jackson Center, 22-10, 4:50 and counting left in this third quarter. Molinauer dribbling at the top of the key, throws it to Fark. Fark dribbles around the arc, goes inside, goes up for a shot. No good, he was fouled as he shot. Believe that was Borchers, Chuck. That is who they call it on.
Yep, that's his first.
And Fark will go to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 4 minutes and 43 seconds left in this third quarter. And this could be the first point of the second half, and it is, as Fark gets that first free throw to fall. Nothing but net. Second one is coming up. Fark dribbles, puts his shot up. It's through. Nothing but net. Two beautiful-looking free throws there by Nolan Fark. And Jackson Center has pulled within 20-12, 4:35 and counting left in this third quarter. Quinter with it. He throws it over to Borchers as Arushi goes back to work on its end. Now with it is York. York throws it back to Borchers. Borchers dribbles inside from the left side, then throws it back out to Cordonier. Cordonier dribbles around the right side, then throws a bounce pass to Monin. Monin with it. Throws it out to Borchers. Borchers throws it to Cordonier. Cordonier at the top of the key. Being guarded by Reese. He goes inside. Puts up a shot. It's good. He was called for a charge, though.
Yep.
That was pretty clear, as you can probably tell from the Jackson Center fans behind us who like that call.
Yeah, he extended his arm. That's three on Braylon.
He looks to be staying in for now as Camden Reese works the ball. Back down past half court, 3:52 and counting left in this quarter. Rushi ahead 20-12 over Jackson Center. Two free throws by Nolan Fark, the only points of this third quarter so far. Reese, three, top of the key, off the front of the rim, no good. Hayden Quinter comes away with the rebound. Throws it down the court to York. York goes up, puts up a shot. It's no good, but he was fouled as he shot, so he will go to the free throw line. Clock stops with 3 minutes and 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Rushi ahead by 8, and Benjamin York with the opportunity to extend this lead. First free throw attempt by York is through. Nothing but net. Second one is coming up. On the year, York is shooting about 83% from the free throw line.
Well, I don't think Richmond Heights, if they're scouting this game, are getting real nervous about either team.
Second free throw is through. Nothing but net. And Rushi back ahead by 10 points, 22-12. Four free throws are the only points we've had in this third quarter. 3:20 and counting left. Rushi ahead, 22-12. Nolan Fark goes inside, pulls up for a jumper, no good. Vince Borchers is called for a foul there. So we will have more free throws coming up. Borchers couldn't believe that call. I didn't have a good view of it, Chuck, with an official nearby me. Did he get his wrist?
I thought he got a little arm.
Fark gets the first free throw to fall. Second one is coming up. That was the fourth foul of the second half for Rushi. Jackson Center sitting at 2. Second free throw rattles in. So 2 free throws by Fark cut the gap back to 8. 22-14. 3:07 and counting now left in the third as Rushi is working it back on its end. With it is Monin. He lowers his shoulder, goes up for a shot. It's good, but he's called for a charge. And that is his third foul. Chappie will re-enter the game, and he will replace Braden Monin. That is one positive thing for Rushi. As you've noted, Chuck, they certainly do play a lot of players, so if they get into foul trouble, they do have fresh bodies and players who have played a lot of varsity minutes.
Yeah, and so all they're going to do is just bring Francis at 6'5 to guard Molinar.
Camden Reese races down after that foul with little resistance and gets his shot to fall inside. That cuts the gap to 22-16. Jackson Center not going down without a fight. 2:35 and counting now. Quinter with it. He goes up for a shot off the rim. No good. Nolan Fark with the rebound for Jackson Center. He throws it to Lucas Hartle. Hartle goes inside has a shot blocked. Jackson fans wanted a foul, no whistle. Now Rushi fans want a foul as Vince Borchers was tripped and fell on the ground. No foul there. Instead, we have a timeout called.
Wow.
So the clock stops with 2 minutes, 18 seconds left. Rushi leads Jackson Center 22-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Jackson Center leads Rushi leads Jackson Center 22-16 at 2:18 left in the third quarter coming out of this timeout. But Jackson Center has outscored the Raiders 6-2 so far in this quarter. Four free throws by Nolan Fark and one layup by Camden Reese, which was the first field goal of this quarter. And that came with under 3 minutes to play. We went a long time without a basket. Rushi gets the ball coming out of that timeout. A lot of contact there before the timeout, Chuck. Did you think there were any fouls committed there?
There were three people up, went up for the block. I thought there probably could have been a call.
Rushi with it now, trying to get a response, though. Hayden Quinter nearly lost a pass. He's able to come away with it. He throws it back to Benjamin York. York works it around to Vince Borchers. Borchers goes over to Zane Chappie. Chappie at the top of the key, throws it back to Borchers on the left wing. Borchers with it. Dribbles along the baseline, goes inside, throws it back out to Chappie, who pulls up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, coming away with it is Quinter. He goes back up for a shot, and he gets it to fall with 1:40 left.
Yeah, what a play by their star right there.
It's the first basket by Quinter in a while, but he's come up with a lot of big ones tonight. And Rushi back on top by 8, 24-16, 1:26 in counting now, left in the third quarter. With it dribbling inside his high camp, it's taken away by Rushi. Chappie with it. He works it across half court, throws it to Borchers. And Rushi goes back to work here, 1:12 in counting, left in the third. Chappie back out near half court now. He throws it over to Borchers. Borchers at the volleyball line on the right side, dribbles inside, then looking, throws a bounce pass to York. York with it. Now 52 seconds and counting left. And a couple of more passes by Rushi. Hayden Quinter with it, left side, throws it in the corner to Borchers, who dribbles inside and gets a shot to fall. Rushi back on top by 10, 26-16. Beautiful take along the left baseline by Vince Borchers, a sophomore forward. 29 seconds and counting now. Left as Jackson Center has it. Fark dribbling with it. He throws it to Reese. Reese hands it off to Molinauer. There's a fumble on the exchange. Reese comes back up with it now, throws it to Molinauer. Molinauer dribbling outside, throws it to Fark. And it will be one last shot by Jackson Center. Fark goes inside, pulls it for a jumper, blocked by Borchers. Reese comes away with it, goes to Molinauer, left baseline. He gets a shot to rattle in with 5 seconds left. Rushi rushes down and won't get a shot off before the end of the quarter, although Quinter did throw up a heave right before half court. Rushi wanted a foul called on it. Looks like it's a clean block. No whistle, though. So that is how we end the third quarter. Rushi leads Jackson Center 20-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
I am Brian, billing alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi leads Jackson Center 26-18 as we enter the fourth quarter. Chuck, you put it perfectly during the break. A lot of work by Jackson Center in that third quarter, and it just trimmed the gap from 10 points to 8 points.
Yeah, they just can't really get anything going. I mean, they had an 8-point quarter. That's their best quarter of the night.
Good news if you are a Jackson Center fan, though. The Tigers get the ball to start things off here in the fourth quarter. Mullenauer, long three. It's good. 7:50 left. It took over 5 minutes to get a field goal in the third quarter. It took 10 seconds here in the fourth. And there is an offensive foul called by Rushi, back down on the other end. Jackson Center is not done yet, as the Tigers are within 5 points.
Well, that's four fouls on Cordonier. That's also the 16th foul. So Jackson Center going to go to the free throw line for the rest of the quarter.
Managers wiping up where some players fell to the floor on that offensive foul by Rushi. Jackson Center will take it in from under Rushi's basket. What a clutch shot that just was by Mullenauer.
Well, that was the first three of the game for Jackson, not just Mullenauer, for Jackson. And Mullenauer, second really good look at a three.
As you noted, Chuck, Jackson Center has been out of sorts a lot of the night. We will see if the Tigers have calmed down as this fourth quarter continues. Camden Reese with it, gets it down past half court, throws it to Mullenauer. Mullenauer, left wing, dribbling, goes back to Reese. Reese goes inside, goes up for a shot. Blocked by Rushi, coming down with the rebound for the Raiders is Monin. Monin throws it to Shappy. Shappy goes over in the right wing to York. York goes back to Shappy. Shappy throws it to Quinter. Quinter out on the left wing with it now, dribbling at 7:06 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Rushi ahead by five. Quinter goes inside, puts up a shot, loses it as he does it, comes back down with the ball, and is called for an offensive foul. That looked clean too, Chuck. He just bulldozed his way in, dropped that head down. A lot of offensive fouls tonight for Rushi. Quinter talking to the official about it. As we've noted, though, I don't think any of these offensive fouls, you can say, have been bad that have been called on Rushi. The Rushi coach Spencer Cordonier calls a timeout. The Jackson Center fans behind us on their feet cheering. The Rushi fans across from us on their feet booing, that is. And we will pause for a commercial break during this Rushi timeout. Raiders ahead by five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You never know what you will see in late-round tournament games, Chuck. I don't think we would have imagined that Jackson Center would be shooting so poorly and have so many turnovers. And I can't imagine that we would have thought Rushi would have committed so many offensive fouls in the game, but that's what we have seen here tonight.
Well, I mean, Jackson has really offensively not got much going tonight, but amazingly, it's only a 5-point game.
The offensive fouls are a sign, though, of just how aggressive Rushi has been on offense. They have not been afraid to go inside, even if they've lowered their heads and shoulders at some points. They've kind of looked like running backs trying to bulldoze their way through a line. Jackson gets it after that Rushi offensive foul. There's a ball knocked out of bounds by Rushi, so the Tigers will take it in from along their own baseline. Rushi ahead to 26-21, 6:47 left in the fourth quarter. Mullenauer with it after getting the inbounds pass. He throws it back to Farr. Park at half court. Gives it off to Reese. Reese dribbling with it now. They exchange again. So Park then exchanges with Mullenauer. Mullenauer top the key. Races inside. Pulls up for a shot. Off the rim. No good. There is a putback by Mullenauer. No good. And Arushi comes away with the rebound. It was Francis and Quinter fighting with each other for it. They finally realized that it didn't matter who came down with it.
Yep, should have been a travel. Two people, the same team with control of the basketball. It is an automatic travel.
But Arushi now working it on its end, 6:09 and counting. The Raiders have been ahead most of the night. They lead by 5. With it now is Monin, and we have a foul called on Jackson Center. Is that Bryson Roberts, I believe, with it? No, they called it on somebody else. Did you see Hartle? Lucas Hartle picks up the foul. We've seen a lot of him tonight, the 5'11 junior guard. That's also a sign of how many fouls there have been as he's played a lot off the bench. He comes out right there, though. Arushi gets the ball back in bounds and goes back to work. And the Raiders work it back out near half court. Braden Monin with it. 5:50 and counting near half court. He throws it to York. York with it goes back to Chappie. Chappie on the left wing and throws it over to Felix Francis. Francis goes over to Monin. Monin back to Francis. Francis over to York. York fires a pass. It's knocked out of bounds. It is last off a Rushi player. And it will be Jackson Center ball. The Tigers will take it back in from under the Rushi basket. 5:35 and counting now. As Camden Reese works it back across half court. Reese throws it to Molinauer. Molinauer goes to Roberts. Roberts goes to Fark. Fark dribbles it around the arc now. He hands it off to Reese. Reese dribbles left side. He throws it to Roberts. Roberts on the left wing. Dribbles around the arc. He now goes inside. Turns. Loses control of the ball. It's out of bounds. Off of Roberts. And it will be Rushi ball. Clock stops with 5:08 left in this fourth quarter. And Rushi ahead 26-21. We've gone over 2 minutes without a basket. Molinauer hit a 3 in the first 10 seconds of this fourth quarter. Neither team has scored since. Aiden Quinter with it. He throws it over to Chappie. Chappie goes back to Monin, who pulls up for a 3. It's off the rim. No good. Nolan Fark comes away with the rebound. Fark throws it to Reese. Reese goes to Roberts. Roberts goes along the baseline to Elkert. He's in trouble. Double-teamed. And Jackson Center coach Scott Elkert takes a timeout. We will stay here on scoresbroadcast.com as the clock has stopped with 4:44 left. Rushi ahead of Jackson Center, 26-21. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Francis Manufacturing is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Jackson Center will work it back in after that timeout. The Tigers get it back inside to Grant Elkert. Elkert throws it back out to Reese. Reese near the volleyball line goes inside now. Top of the key, then goes back out to Roberts. He pulls up for a jumper just inside the right arc and is able to get it to fall. Our first basket in over 3 minutes, but that jumper by Roberts cuts the gap down to 3 points, 26-23. Rushi yet to score in this quarter. It is the closest it's been since the first quarter. Hayden Quinter with it as Rushi trying to come away with a response now. Cordano, right wing, throws it to Quinter. Quinter goes back to Cordano. Cordano dribbles around the right side of the arc, then throws it back to Monin. Monin goes to Chappie. Chappie nearly loses it. Comes away with it. Quinter gets it. He nearly loses it, but is able to regain possession with 3:50 and counting left. He dribbles up, goes around the right wing, goes inside along the right baseline there. Nearly lost it again. Goes up for a shot. No good. He's grabbed his own rebound. Goes back up for a putback off the rim. No good. A fight for the rebound ongoing. Quinter with it again. Goes back up for a shot.
My
no
goodness.
Good. But he was fouled and will go to the free throw line.
He had two offensive. I mean, that was just an incredible effort that time by Hayden Quinter.
Rishi again yet to score in this quarter. Hayden Quinter with the ability now going to the free throw line for two shots to get the Raiders on the board in the quarter. His first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Second one coming up. Quinter on the year for Rushi, shooting just under 70% from the free throw line. He dribbles at the line. His second attempt is up. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Camden Reese grabs the rebound for Jackson Center. He gets it across half court. Goes inside. Puts up a shot. No good. There's a putback attempt by Hartle. Also no good. But Rushi grabs the rebound and gets it quickly back down to its end. The Raiders working it around now. 3:12 and counting. Cordonier dribbling with it. Goes to Quinter. Quinter loses it. Is it off of Reese or Quinter? It's off of Camden Reese, who was guarding Quinter. And Rushi will keep this possession alive and try to get some points here. They've again yet to score in this quarter.
Quinter's 0 for 4 from the free throw line. And they just had, Jackson Center had a two-footer that they missed.
Inbounds pass for Rushi goes to Francis. Francis goes to Shappy. Shappy goes over to Mon and he's dribbling. Now under three to play. Rushi on top of Jackson Center, 26-23. Benjamin York with it. He throws it over to Francis. Francis, we have a whistle call. That looks like it's going to be a foul on Bryson Roberts of Jackson Center.
Still common.
That will be Jackson Center's fifth foul of this second half. Rushi again at seven, so the Tigers will be at the free throw line from here on out. Rushi set to take it in from just to the right of press row here at Trent Arena. Raiders clinging to a three-point lead, 2:44 and counting. As Monin is dribbling, he throws it over to York. York goes back to Quinter. Quinter throws it over to Cordonier. Cordonier goes back to Quinter. Quinter dribbling at the volleyball line, throws it over to Zane Shappy. Shappy dribbles inside, goes up for a shot. It's in and out. Fight for the rebound. They're still fighting for it. It's a scramble, and Camden Reese comes away with it. 2:18 and counting left in the fourth. Reese works it across half court. And we have a timeout called by Jackson Center coach Scott Elkert.
Mullenhauer's hurt.
Oh, that is no good. Yes, I see him there. He looks to be favoring an ankle as he goes to the bench. The Tigers will talk things over in this timeout. They're within three with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi leads Jackson Center 26-23 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Coming out of this Jackson Center timeout, this again a Division IV regional final. The winner, a regional champion and a state semifinalist. Chase Mullenhauer is back in the game.
He stayed in the game, yeah. They put some tape around. He must have a cramp, but they put some tape around his calf at the top.
The Tigers get the ball coming out of their timeout. Camden Reese with it. Coach Scott Elkert yelling out instructions. Reese dribbling. Left side. Throws it to Mullenhauer. Pulls up for a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Zane Shappy with the rebound for Rushi. He throws it up court to Hayden Quinter. 1:51 and counting now left in the fourth. Raiders ahead by three in this all Shelby County League regional final. Winter at the volleyball line. He's fouled by Camden Reese, who is coming up trying to get a steal. Winter is slow to get up, but he does. Clock has stopped with 1 minute and 40 seconds left. That was the sixth foul of this second half for Jackson Center, so they still have one more to commit before Rushi will be at the free throw line. The Raider is going to take it in from, again, just to the right of Press Row here. With it now is York. York dribbles around left side. He's got it again. Left wing throws it way back out to Monin. Monin goes back to Shappy. Shappy dribbling with it. 1:26 and counting. Going inside with it is Monin. He goes up for a shot. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Jackson Center. Rushi will keep it.
Got a foul. The guy on the outside, he had the correct foul. He called it on Cordonier, and that is Braylon's fifth. And that is absolutely the right call.
So the teams now walk back down. A 1-1 opportunity coming up. Looks like that will be Lucas Heitkamp going to the, Lucas Hartle going to the free throw line. And that is who is there. Cordonier goes to the end of the bench. Did they bring in Xavier Filippo, Chuck?
Let me look here. I'm not sure. Filippo's back in.
So with 1:21 left, Hartle, 1-1 is up and through. He'll be back for a second. That has cut the gap to 2 points. One more free throw coming up.
It is amazing. This is a 2-point game right now.
Lucas Hartle dribbling at the line. His second free throw is up and it's through. Nothing but net. That has cut the gap to 26-25 with 1:21 left. Chuck, these stats, as of the last time they were updated before the regional game on Tuesday. Hartle was just 3 of 5 from the free throw line on the year. Those were two big ones he made right there. Rushi coach Spencer Cordonier calls a timeout after the Raiders get it across half court. Clock has stopped with 1:17 left. We'll pause for a brief break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
1:17 left in the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi was ahead 26-18 entering this quarter. The Raiders have yet to score in the quarter. Jackson Center has pulled within 26-25. Rushi has the ball coming out of this timeout. What a change here, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sitting here going, what are they doing differently? They've had so many shots, tips, that just haven't gone down. They're having the same shooting problem that Jackson had in the first half.
Rushi gets it inbounds. Benjamin York has it. He throws it to Monin. Monin with 1:09 left, dribbling back out near half court, throws it to Quinter. Quinter dribbling, nearly lost it, regains control. Jackson fans wanted to travel, no call. Now under a minute to play. Quinter with it again. He throws it over to Shappy. Shappy dribbling around. He's back out at the volleyball line. Dribbling being guarded by Molenauer. And there is a foul. It was a pass over to Quinter. And I believe that is Grant Elkert. Yes. Who has a foul called on him? That is Jackson Center's seventh. And that will send Quinter to the free throw line. He is still 0-for-4 from the free throw line for the game, right, Chuck?
He is 0-for-4, and I'll tell you, he got away with a double dribble. The official said the ball was touched by a defender. It was not.
Okay, so
that's right
what,
in front of us.
That's what that was. Instead of a travel, it was almost double dribble.
Should have been a double dribble.
Okay. So Quinter on the year is shooting just a little under 70% from the free throw line. Has yet to make one tonight. Boy, the Raider fans would love it if he could make this one and one right here with 51.4 seconds left. Shots up. It rolls out. Reed Platfoot comes in and grabs the rebound for Jackson Center. Platfoot works it back down past half court. He goes over to Reese. Reese with it back near half court. Dribbling, being guarded by Francis. Couple of passes. Now with it is Hartle. Pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Looks like it'll be a jump ball called here. If it is, it's going to be Rushi Ball, and that is the call. Clock stops with 29.4 seconds left. Raiders will have the ball with a one-point lead, 26-25.
And can you believe that Hayden Quinter, 0 for 5 from the free throw line, missed the front end of the one-on-one and two-shot fouls?
Rushi has yet to score in this quarter. Still ahead by one. Despite that, we have a timeout called. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about Cutaway Styling Salon. They have been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, across from Brookins. They'll style your hair and make it shine right there at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Dubot is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Their experience, your style, and they will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. 26-25, Rushi leads. Jackson Center has scored the only 9 points of this quarter. Excuse me, they've scored the only seven points of this quarter. But Rushi still ahead by one. They get it in after that timeout. There's a pass up court to Shappy. Shappy goes inside, goes up for a shot. It rattles around and falls out. Quinter grabs the rebound. Ball knocked loose. But Quinter was fouled and will go to the free throw line again. Clock has stopped with 21.5 seconds left.
This may be the strangest basketball game I've ever been at. How did that shot not go in?
I have no idea. The rims have not liked these teams tonight. So many shots have went in and come back out. Quinter's first free throw rattles out. He gets a second one this time, though.
Well, these rims are probably so used to Fairmont playing here, and they're so used to the shots missing that they don't know how to handle it.
Quinter gets one more attempt, 21.5 seconds left. Rushi ahead by one, pending this free throw. Quinter's free throw up, it rattles out, no good, fight for the rebound. Rushi comes away with it, and there's a foul on Jackson Center. Felix Francis came in and battled for the rebound for Rushi. Clock stops with 18.8 seconds left. And now Felix Francis goes to the free throw line. I did not see who the officials called that foul on. Did you catch that, Chuck?
I did not.
Well, regardless, that is the ninth team foul of the half for Jackson Center. Rushi at 18 fouls. Felix Francis going up to the free throw line for Rushi. A 6'5" junior guard, one and one. His shot is up. It rattles out. Chase Molinauer grabs the rebound. We have a whistle.
They called a lane violation.
I think that was on Molinauer.
Yep.
So Felix Francis gets another chance. So many missed free throws for Rushi, but they still lead by one. Francis, one and one. It's up and nothing but net. That gives Rushi a 2-point lead. If Francis makes this second one, it's a 3-point lead. Francis' free throw is up. It rattles out. Molinauer comes down with the rebound. He throws it to Fark. Fark works it back down past half court. Fark races inside. There's a pass over to Elkert. Elkert goes over right wing, and we have a timeout called by Jackson Center with 6.3 seconds left. We'll pause for a brief commercial break and come back with the final seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
6.3 seconds left in the fourth quarter of this Division IV regional semifinal between Rushi and Jackson Center. A two-point lead for the Raiders, 27-25. They've only scored 1 point in this quarter, but they are clinging to the lead as Jackson Center will come out of this timeout with the ball.
Well, they have two baskets in the second half.
Like you said, Chuck, this has been a crazy game. Nobody could have imagined this is how it would have went down. And will far and away be the lowest scoring game between these two teams this year.
Or any two, maybe even Houston and Fairlawn.
Bryson Roberts set to throw it in from in front of Jackson Center's bench. He gets it to Camden Reese. Reese goes over. Wide open three. Nolan Fork off the rim. No good. Hayden Quinton rebound. Game is over. Rushi is going to UD Arena. The Raiders hold on and beat Jackson Center 27-25. What a tremendous victory for Rushi to hold on after what has to be one of their worst quarters of the year. They scored 1 point in the fourth quarter, but that big first half was enough for them to earn a spot in a Division IV state semifinal next week. The Raiders will host a regional championship trophy tonight. 27-25, Rushi beats Jackson Center. Jackson Center finishes the year 26-2 overall. The Tigers were undefeated except for when they played Rushi. Rushi beat Jackson in its first game of the year, and Jackson Center loses its last game of the year to the Raiders. Rushi will enter next week's state semifinal with a 25-3 overall record. What a game, and what a season for Rushi. Head coach Dave Borchers died tragically after a car accident last October, only about 2 weeks before the start of the season. Spencer Cordonier, who had been an assistant coach, previously a head coach for 3 years, he stepped down after the 2018 season. He came back on an interim basis this year. Rushi has been playing for Coach Borchers all year. The Be Like Dave t-shirts have been prevalent.
And at Jackson Center, Scott Elkert, who has been a fixture, this is his last season. He's stepping down, and they were 1 3-point shot there at the buzzer away from actually winning this game.
We will see the final statistics here momentarily. Not good overall shooting tonight, I can tell you that. And that last three-point attempt, like most shots tonight, hits off the rim and doesn't go in. One thing you can say about Rushi, though, for securing that win, Chuck, Hayden Quinter grabbed the rebound. They grabbed rebound after rebound tonight. Jackson Center got hardly any second-chance looks all night.
Rushi at the other end, and I probably missed some from offensive rebounds, because they had probably 7 or 8 tips at the basket that I didn't write down. But Rushi got the lead. And somehow with missing, they were 3 of 9 shooting free throws in the second half. And they were 2, 4, 6, 1 of 7 in the fourth quarter. And they
crazy.
Won the game with 1 free throw.
Unreal. Oh, what a game. What a game. Rushi won the first matchup between these two in a season opener. That was 42-41. That was back on November the 25th. The second game in Jackson Center on January 6th was 65-53. Rushi wins 27-25 tonight. Just a few less baskets tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you feel bad for Jackson. You feel great for Rushi. It's one of those, it's a tough one for me because I've followed these teams all year, and you get close to them, and you like the fans, and that I like both coaches. And the kids, there are terrific kids on both sides. Unfortunately, only one can go to Dayton, and by one point, it's going to be the Raiders.
A great career ends here tonight by Jackson Center coach Scott Elkert. Numerous state appearances and even more regional final appearances. Definitely not the end he would have liked for his team tonight, but still a fantastic season for Jackson Center. After losing in district finals the last 2 years, they're able to win a district championship and get back to a regional final. They finish again 26-2 overall on the season. Their only loss is to Rushi. The Tigers were ranked number 2 in the final Division 4 state poll of the season. Medals being handed out, and Jackson Center coach Scott Elkert accepts his medal there. Rushi set to get there. Medals here momentarily. We will tell you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. In the meantime, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. First, major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. Second, you receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood, raised panel cabinets, soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And third, you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook and tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. They make buying hardware easy. Rushi set to get its awards right now. Among the banners being held right now, a team banner with the team photo with a picture of Coach Dave Borchers in the background. Chuck, I was talking to both Coach Cordonier and assistant coach, whose name is escaping me now that I'm on the spot, longtime assistant who came back to help Coach Cordonier. Thank you, Brad Francis. Was talking to him and Coach Cordonier after their district final win last week. One thing he said is, while this is a good story for the kids, it still doesn't replace having lost Coach Borchers. Of course, both Coach Francis and Coach Borchers were longtime friends and classmates. Still a sad story there. But if there's any silver lining, Rushi getting to go to state is definitely it. Coach Borchers and Coach Cordonier thought they would have a great team this year, and they have, as Rushi captures its first regional title and earns its first state berth since 2002. The Raiders, 25-3, will play in a state semifinal at 8 o'clock next week at the University of Dayton Arena. Rushi players continuing to get their awards here, and here comes Coach Cordonier getting his medal, and Coach Dave Borchers was just announced as the head coach, as has been the case all year. A nice tribute by Coach Cordonier, as he has insisted that be the way all season. And Coach Cordonier's wife, Amber, who is the athletic director at Rushi, presents them with the medal. Here comes Rushi's seniors as they are ready to accept their regional championship trophy. Rushi will face Richmond Heights in next weekend's Division IV state semifinal. Richmond Heights won tonight 81-248 over Dalton. That certainly will be a big challenge for Rushi. Richmond Heights, the defending Division IV state champion. They have not lost to a Division IV team since Botkins beat them in a state semifinal in 2021. Rushi will try to beat another Shelby County League team to knock them off next week. We are going to pause for a break. When we come back, we will have final stats. Thanks so much for listening tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
And welcome back to Trent Arena. We're joined with Rushi head coach Spencer Cordon. You're following the Raiders 27-25 win over Jackson Center in a regional semifinal. Congratulations, coach. What can you say for your guys holding on in that fourth quarter? Wasn't the prettiest for you, but you guys were able to make the plays necessary to hold on.
We had somebody looking over us. We had somebody looking over us because... Can't hear? Oh. We had somebody looking over us because I don't know if we could have shot any better. I mean, we fought like crazy the first half and the second half. We just could not get anything to go. And our leading scorer goes 0 for 7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And who knows? It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable that we came out on top of that one. Hats off to Jackson Center. We knew what it was going to be. And that's what we got.
One thing I thought you guys did well tonight was rebound. Jackson Center did not get many second chance looks, and I believe it was Hayden who came away with the last rebound on that last missed shot by Jackson Center to seal it. What can you say about your guys for being tough in that aspect defensively?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we talked about. One of the keys was rebound, rebound, rebound. And, you know, by the looks of things, we did. We out-rebounded. We won the rebounding war. And, you know, 9 turnovers to 8. This year it was a well-played game, not very shot well. Yeah, I mean, both teams didn't shoot worth a darn, but, you know, we got it done.
Well, I thought that Braden Monin, he did a great job on Molinauer. And when he got his fouls, then you went to Felix Francis. Molinauer ended up with 8. But you just put length and size on him, and they did a nice job on it.
Yeah, and that's what the game plan was going in. I mean, it wasn't any secret what was going to happen.
No.
You know, unfortunately, you know, there in the second half, you know, Xavier Flippo, a guy that I think started his 100th game tonight.
Wow.
That has been there through thick and thin for 4 years, didn't see but about 30 seconds the second half.
Yeah.
And I told him after the game, I said, that's what it's all about. I think you had an idea that that's what we had to do, and that's what we went with. And, you know, we wanted to get as much length and athleticism out there on the floor as much as possible. So.
And you did. And I thought that was a great game plan. Offensively, I thought you did a nice job getting where you wanted to get. I don't know how many tips you had at the basket there in the fourth quarter, and they just would not drop.
I don't know. People sitting in the stands heard, if they can lip read, I hope they didn't watch me, because it was just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, we just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole.
Well, you know, now you got Richmond Heights. They won their game tonight. So you guys get a chance to, you know, Botkins got them a couple of years ago. There's no doubt you guys have the ability to play with them if you play your game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come in. we'll come in tomorrow or Sunday, and then, you know, we'll get some stuff together and go after it and see what happens.
Well, I've said that you and Jackson are the two best Division IV schools in the state of Ohio that aren't allowed to recruit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, maybe a lot of truth to that.
Hey, great win tonight, Coach. All go right. Go enjoy it with your kids.
Thank you, guys.
Great job.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That was Rushi. Coach Spencer Cordon, you're joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com following the Raiders' two-point victory over Jackson Center here in a regional final. The Raiders go on to face Richmond Heights in a state semifinal next week. Congratulations to Rushi. As you said before we went to that last commercial break, Chuck, you hate to see it for Jackson Center, but you love to see it for Rushi.
Yep.
Two great programs, two great seasons. Rushi continues, and we do wish congratulations to the Tigers on a great finish, as Coach Cordonier did as well. Just a tremendous game here tonight, and you've got the final stats and our Clancy's players of the game. And
well, you look at the percentages, Bryant. Jackson was 8 of 37 from the floor for the game. That's 21%. 1 of 12 shooting threes. They were 8 of 10 from the free throw line. On the other side, the winning team, 10 of 32 from the floor, 31%, 1 of 8 shooting threes, and only 6 of 14 from the free throw line. My Clancy's players of the game are going to be Hayden Quinter for the Raiders. He had 8 tonight. He was their leading scorer. But besides that, the kid was just, he was willing them to win the game. And on the opposite side, Jace Mullenauer, he led them with 8. He worked for every point that he got. What a terrific career, and what a tremendous tournament run that young man had.
Jace Mullenauer, the Clancy star of the game, and Hayden Quinter, the Clancy star of the game for Rushi, and 11 rebounds for Hayden tonight as a 6'1" guard. What a tremendous effort, and he got the one to secure the win, too. If that doesn't earn the Clancy star of the game, I don't know what does.
Well, in a game that was 27-25, yeah, you're not looking for a lot of offensive scoring. You have to look at the little things they did.
Again, Jace Mullenauer and Hayden Quinter, the Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Denny Monin joining us over here at the table as Rushi heading to state. Hey, they won state in Division IV baseball this year. Now they're going in basketball. How about that?
You were 1 of 7 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. 1 of 7. Yep. And Hayden Quinter, who is usually money, the young man just couldn't drop one in, but he had 11 rebounds tonight, made up for it.
And absolutely did. Yep. Mr. Monin happy and all the Rushi faithful happy. As I said, they were the 2022 Division IV state baseball champions. Now they are going to state here in basketball in 2023. A very odd game. That's just a little bit I've had a chance to talk to everybody tonight. Nobody could have seen that coming, especially after what was a 60, I can't remember what it was off the top of my head now, 65-53 victory by Jackson Center, the second time these teams played on January the 6th. Rushi won the first matchup back on November the 25th, 42-41. Who'd have thought when they faced off for a third time in a regional final with a state berth on the line that it would be the lowest scoring contest of the year? But it was. And like you said, Chuck, it's amazing that Rushi was able to hold on when all they got in that corner was a pair. One free throw late by Felix Francis. Gutsy effort by Jackson Center to get back. And starting with that Jace Mullenauer three at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But still, that 15-0 run that Rushi went on in the first half was just too much to overcome. And like you said, I think you summed it up perfectly in the third quarter. Jackson did a ton of work in that quarter too, and all they could do then was cut the gap down to 8. Just hard to come back from a gap like that. The largest lead of the night for Rushi was by 11 points, and it was 10 points at halftime.
Well, you look at the fact that Jackson couldn't score, and actually had a three at the buzzer that would have won the basketball game for him. That's how close this game was. And
yes,
and this shouldn't shock it. Maybe the score's a little lower than we assume, but these two teams were just nothing's going to surprise them. They knew exactly what each team was going to do, and neither team executed great, but the defense on both ends was incredible. And I thought that the officiating was not bad. And for me, that's a compliment.
Yes. Yes, it is. We had a flurry of fouls at some times, but definitely you're not going to point to the officials as having made any impact on the final outcome of this game. And I know some of those Rushi fans were not happy with some of the offensive fouls that Rushi was called with, but I don't think we saw any of the offensive fouls that were questionable here at the press row from our vantage point. Just a lot of aggressiveness from Rushi, and sometimes a little too aggressive.
Well, they were dropping their shoulder, and when you go down the lane and you make contact in the chest, they're going to call it pretty much on you every time.
You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers forever. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Allen Ball is independent, offering coverage through several reputable companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call at 937-596-6712. They will be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and to understand your insurance needs. Trusting counts on AllenBallInsurance.com. ALLENBAUGH, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. Greg and Ryan Woolley at Allen Ball Insurance. Thanks again for listening here tonight. on scoresbroadcast.com. What a competitive game it was. Rushi beats Jackson Center 27-25. You can read more about this game later tonight on SydneyDailyNews.com. And you can come right back here to scoresbroadcast.com next Friday. Chuck will be on the call along with Jack Kramer, who will make his return as the Raiders will face off with Richmond Heights, the defending state champions, in a state semifinal. 8:30 p.m. tip-off scheduled for the University of Dayton Arena in a week. Airtime will be at approximately 8 p.m. here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, any final thoughts before we get out of this titanic struggle?
Well, let's talk about the coach on the other side. Scott Elkert has been as good a basketball coach as there is in the state of Ohio, not just in the Shelby County League or in the Miami Valley.
Yes.
And he is going to be missed. Going to be missed. But it's been a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun to watch him coach and to watch his teams. And they were class from the beginning, and they were class on the end. It was pointed out to me by Mr. Monin that they beat Scott Elkert in his first game, and they beat him in his last game.
Wow.
Now, that came from Mr. Monin, so if that's not correct, I didn't make that up.
Well, that was still an eloquent note to go out on. Well said, Chuck. Thanks so much. I've had fun with you this week. Look forward to everyone getting a chance to listen to you and Jack Kramer in a week as Rushi will take on Richmond Heights in a state semifinal. For Chuck McBee, our on-site color and engineering, I am Brian Billing. Thanks so much for listening. Once again, Rushi 27, Jackson Center 25. The Raiders win a regional title and earn a state berth. Thank you so much for listening on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.